Okay, welcome to another edition of the program. You're listening to the Live Free Radio Radio Show right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also being simulcast on the TruthNet Radio Network, and we'll be here for 1 hour on RBM and 2 hours on the TruthNet Radio Network. And thank you to everybody out there that's listening to this show. And I'll be your host. My name is Lee Rogers, and I run the alternative news website, RogueGovernment.com. You can also check out our websites that I work with, BlacklistedNews.com, IntelStrike.com, and Thought-Colonel.org. Check out all those fine websites dedicated to fighting the New World Order enslavement system. And today is April 14th, 2008. We've got a lot of stuff that we want to get into on today's show. We're going to talk about the economy. And we got the price of food just going up astronomically. And we're seeing food riots, not only in Egypt, but in Haiti and in different areas of the world. Just absolutely stunning what's happening here with the food prices. I got this article from the Associated Press I'm going to get into, talking about how the food costs is rising the most in 17 years. Just absolutely unbelievable. The worst food inflation in 17 years, according to analysts. So we'll talk about the rising price in food and all the geopolitical concerns with that. I mean, you got these people at the World Bank, and you got Bush saying that he's going to give $200 million in food aid. And really, the same people that are promising to fix this problem are the ones that created in the first place through their monetary inflation that they've purposely put into the market, as well as this biofuel scam. That's what happens when you turn food into fuel. And of course, they did all of this based off of a problem that's not even a problem, which is global warming. And that's just a total lie. So we'll get into that. We'll also get into this story from the Washington Post talking about how they're setting up brain scanners. I'm not even kidding. They're actually setting up brain scanners. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, we're getting to a point where instead of being innocent until proven guilty, or even guilty until proven innocent, you're just going to be guilty before anything even happens. I mean, we're getting to the whole realm of pre-crime with this stuff, and we'll go over this brain scanner article. It's really quite interesting, to say the least, and just more proof that this technological enslavement system is just ratcheting up all around us. You know, look, folks, this country is gone when they're setting up brain scanners, and I mean, they're openly admitting this. They're setting up brain scanners. And this is not a joke. This is not something I'm making up. This is a Washington Post article. DARPA has this program where they create these brain scanners, and now they're setting them up. It's just, it's unbelievable. Some other stuff we're going to talk about. I mean, I just got so much to get into. There's no way I'll be able to cover it all. But we're going to talk a little bit about how the administration is now shifting focus from Al-Qaeda in Iraq to, oh, well, now it's the Iranians. The Iranians are what's causing all the problems over there. So we're starting to see a shift from, oh, it's the Al-Qaeda that they're there to fight, and now, oh, it's the evil Iranians. Just more of a pretext to get us involved into a war with Iran, which is totally unacceptable. So anyway, we're going to get into all of this, plus much, much more. Some police state news, Big Brother news, just news just, I mean, all over the place. We're just going to cover it all. But anyway, we're about to break. We're back on our side. You're listening to RBN.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Welcome back to the show. Let's jump right into the news. Let's talk about these brain scanners. I mean, this is just completely insane. Now, I can't believe that I even have to report on a news story like this. I mean, we have this story from the Washington Post and our one from Wired Magazine talking about these damn brain scanners. Let me just read from the Washington Post article. This is just completely crazy. All right, I'll just read the first part, but then I'll go further into the article when it talks about how they're setting up these systems. It's so insane, I just can't even begin to rationalize it. Here's the article. Imagine a world of streets lined with video cameras that alert authorities to any suspicious activity. A world where police officers can read the minds of potential criminals and arrest them before they commit any crimes. A world in which a suspect who lies under questioning gets nabbed immediately because his brain has given him away. Though that may sound a lot like the plot of the 2002 movie Minority Report starring Tom Cruise and based on a Philip K. Dick novel, I'm not talking about science fiction here. It turns out we are not so far away from that world. But does it sound like a very safe place or a very scary one? I'd say it's a very scary one because the government is setting up all of this stuff. Now, let me go on further in the article. And it talks about how they're actually going to set up this equipment. I mean, this is real. You know, this is real stuff that's happening now. All right. Let me read this paragraph here. It gets into the technology. Consider Cernium Corp's PerpsTrack video surveillance and monitoring system recently installed by Johns Hopkins University, among others. This technology grew out of a project funded by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, or DARPA, the Central Research and Development Organization for the Department of Defense, to develop intelligent video analytics systems. Unlike simple video cameras monitored by security guards, PerpsTrack integrates video cameras with an intelligent computer video. It uses algorithms to analyze streaming video and detect suspicious activities, such as people loitering in a secure area, a group converging, or someone leaving a package unattended. Since installing PerpsTrack, Johns Hopkins has reported a 25% reduction in crime. You see, this is basically propaganda to say, look, the brain scanners are good. These scanning devices are good. Like, get this, it continues. But that's only the beginning. Police may soon be able to monitor suspicious brain activity from a distance as well. New neurotechnology soon may be able to detect a person who is particularly nervous, in possession of guilty knowledge, or in the more distant future, to detect a person's thinking. Only 1 hour until the bomb explodes, for example. Today, the science of detecting and decoding brain activity is in its infancy, but various government agencies are funding the development of technology to to detect brain activity remotely and are hoping to eventually decode what someone is thinking. Scientists, however, widely disagree about the accuracy of brain imaging technology, what brain activity may mean, and especially where a brain activity can be detected from afar. But it doesn't matter. That's not the point. You see, they're going to put up these boxes, these brain control, these brain scanning boxes. They probably already got the brain control boxes up already, but they're submitting to the brain scanners. It's just so crazy. But these brain scanners, it doesn't matter if the technology is reliable or not, because what they can do is that they can just use it to permeate fear into the population. And that's really all that's going to happen here. And it's going to be like 1984 on steroids. You have these scanners that are set up everywhere. They're going to read people's thoughts. And regardless of if it's accurate or not, oh, well, if the brain scanner picks up something that somebody's thinking, oh, well, we're just going to take you to jail. It doesn't matter if you committed a crime or not. You are thinking about a crime. This gets in the whole realm of thought crime. And, of course, when you see bills like H.R. 1955, Senate Bill 1959, this violent radicalization, homegrown terrorist bill that pretty much talks about thought crime and allows the government to define thought crime as homegrown terrorism, then you see why they're setting up all of this stuff. What they're setting up here is a society that is controlled by a great deal of technology, and people are crammed into compact megacities in which they can set up these grids. And that's why, you know, when I see all this stuff happening, that's why I highly suggest people look to get some land out in the country away from all of this stuff, because this is the system these people are setting up. And these people are deadly serious. We're talking about the same people that funded the Nazis. And these are the scientists and the people with IQs at extremely high levels that are formulating this scientific dictatorship using all this technology. I mean, they already control people's minds pretty much through the media. Now, in some way, that is mind control, brain control. And they've been talking about this for many years. And now they are starting to implement these different systems. So you got this video surveillance monitoring system, video analytics system that tries to determine what somebody is thinking or what somebody's doing. And they brag, oh, well, this is a result in 25% reduction in crime, trying to justify that, oh, these are just some wonderful things. Now, this other article here from Wired Magazine talking about the brain scanners. Brain scanner can see your decisions. And it says here, a study published Sunday in Nature Neuroscience, researchers using brain scanners could predict people's decisions 7 seconds before the test subjects were even aware of making them. The decision studied whether to hit a button with one's left or right hand may not be representative of complicated choices that are more intricately tied to our sense of self-direction. Regardless, the findings raise profound questions about the nature of self and autonomy. How free is our will? Is conscious choice just an illusion? So, what we see here is just more of the technological enslavement system, talking about how they want to set up brain scanners and everything. I've already got a system at Johns Hopkins that essentially does that. You know, this type of stuff is just off the charts, and it's insanity. I don't even have words to describe how crazy this is. But what you're starting to see here is that things that were science fiction just even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago is coming into reality. And that's why science fiction movies are put out there. It's to desensitize you to technology that will be coming out 10 to 15 years down the road, or even sooner than that. And as technology continues to increase exponentially, that's going to become faster. It's just mind-blowing what's happening here with this technology. Speaking of technology, actually, let me cover this one real quick. Technology to clone a human child. This one came from the London Independent. And it says here, a new form of cloning has been developed that is easier to carry out than the technique used to create Dolly the Sheep, raising fears that may one day be used on human embryos to produce designer babies. And here, I tell you what, I mean, I think it's safe to say that they're already cloning human beings behind closed doors. Now, there is really any question about that. And this gets all into the eugenics, about creating a master race. about creating a master race of elites that will take over everything, use the technology, use the life extension technology, and just become living gods here on this planet. That's what these people believe. That's why they're so into eugenics, because they believe in the philosophy of social Darwinism, because they believe that they came to power because they're ruthless, because they're evil, and that's just the nature of how this planet operates. Survival of the fittest. That's what they believe. That's why they believe they can go around killing everybody, putting crap in our vaccines, destroying our food supply with these genetically modified foods, putting fluoride in our water. That's why they believe they can get away with this. And there's also a bunch of other stuff behind the scenes as well that lead these people to believe that this is their destiny to do what they're doing. That they're entitled to be living gods over us and rule over us. And I tell you what, this stuff with the cloning and all of this stuff, all this technology that these people are developing, they have gotten this technology, but they have not achieved a moral and spiritual level to the same degree as they have this technology. So they have technology that can easily be used to just wipe out mass amounts of people, and they've been using it quite frequently in the 20th century up to the 21st century. But the problem is these people clearly do not have the moral or the spiritual understanding to use this technology, and as a result they're using it for a great evil. And they believe in this social Darwinist crap. And it's just garbage. I mean, they perceive us as being a bunch of weaklings. And that's why they feel that they have the right to do whatever they want to do to us. There's some very sick people, but the bottom line is that these people want us dead. They want us dead, and they're into all this weird Frankenstein science. And this cloning is just one aspect of it. They're creating these half-animal, half-human hybrids. They're trying to look for ways to merge man with machine. And human beings are not meant to be merged with machine. I'm sorry. I just don't believe that. And I'm not going to be taking these damn microchips. I'm not going to be taking any of these neuroimplants or any of this other weird stuff that's going to be coming out down the next 15 to 20 years. You know, I'm going to be that old man in the middle of nowhere 30, 40 years from now. And people look at me like I'm some crazy person being out in the middle of nowhere with 30 acres of property. You know, I mean, because I'm definitely not going to be participating in any of this stuff. I'll be the crazy old man 30 years from now out in the middle of the woods. So I'm not going to accept this enslavement technology. I refuse. It's just mind-blowing what's happening here. But anyway, let me get to some of this stuff with the economy and the food crisis. We have this story here. Bush orders $200 million in food aid. This is from the Associated Press, and I know we have to break a little bit, but real quick, let me just read a little bit from it. President Bush on Monday ordered the release of $200 million in emergency aid to help nations where surging food prices have deepened hunger woes and sparked violent protests. The move comes one day after the president of the World Bank, Robert Zoellick, called on the international community to act urgently in helping needy people. Yeah, the World Bank wants to help everybody. Oh yeah, so that's why they put all these countries into debt and prop up the dictatorship, and then they just loot the whole country. Is that what they do? Oh yeah, they really love all these needy people, and they really want to help them. Bunch of garbage. Way back on their side.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And we're talking about all this stuff going on with the food crisis. And before the break, I was talking about this story here. Bush orders $200 million in food aid. You know, saying how all the World Bank wants to help all the poor, starving people. No, they don't. Here's an organization that could easily just get more money, create thin air, and just buy food and help these people. But we have Bush ordering $200 million in food aid, and oh, wow, oh, that's just fantastic. The average person thinks that Bush is doing this wonderful thing. Meanwhile, the reason why all these third world countries are in squalor is because of the policies of the World Bank and all these big financial institutions. You know, they go into these third world countries, they loan money they create out of thin air to this dictator. He pretty much loots the country. And then they can't pay back the loans. In fact, they tell them not to pay it back. Then all these corporations come in and they just take the infrastructure. And they want us to believe that, oh, no, they're trying to do everything they can to fight the global hunger problem. It's a bunch of garbage. It's nonsense. And probably the food they're going to give them is probably going to be this genetically modified garbage to poison the people. They're going to be getting the food anyway. You're just like in Africa. Oh, we're going to give all these children the vaccines. Oh, it's such a wonderful thing. You got Bill and Melinda Gates. They're all over that one. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah, they send all these vaccines to the third world nations. Meanwhile, the vaccines have got all this garbage in them that screw up the kids even more. Oh, it's so sick. These people are disgusting. They're absolutely disgusting. But on the surface, oh, Bush is good because he's ordering $200 million in food aid to these places. Just ridiculous. You have a banking system that could create money out of thin air. They have limitless resources, but they allow these problems to happen, and they encourage these problems to take place because they want death. They like death. This is what the New World Order is all about. They want the third world to be in squalor. They don't want it to become first world, because then the first world nations that would pop up would end up competing with them for power, and they can't have that. But let me go over a few of these other news stories dealing with the food crisis. Food costs Food costs rising most in 17 years. And this is from the Associated Press. The U.S. is wrestling with the worst food inflation in 17 years, and analysts expect new data due on Wednesday to show it's getting worse. That's putting the squeeze on poor families and forcing bakeries, bagel shops, and delis to explain price increases to their customers. And this is more dealing with what's going on in the U.S., but I mean, you look at the fact that it costs more money to buy a gallon of milk than it costs for a gallon of gasoline, and that tells you there's a real problem here. Of course, the bankers, they just report the CPI, and they say, oh, well, the Consumer Price Index, this shows us that inflation is at 3% or 4% or something just completely understated to what the actual inflation rate is, because they don't include food and energy into the CPI, and they always manipulate the numbers, so you never know what's actually in the CPI. And then you look at the fact that the M3 money supply, according to independent estimates, is rising at around 17, if not 18% on a per annual basis. And, well, that's why the food is going up, coupled with the fact that through this global warming fraud, they're just saying, oh, these man-made carbon emissions are causing all these problems, and we need biofuels to solve the problem. So what they do is they're turning all these food crops into fuel, and that's limiting the supply of food that's on the market, causing the food to go up in price. And that just happened here in the U.S., and it's going to get far, far worse. It's going to get far, far worse if they continue these insane policies. You know, what we need to do is we need to raise interest rates, save the value of the dollar, have some credibility in the economy. Paul Volcker even came out and said this. And granted, that guy is complete and total New World Order, but what he's saying is true. And of course, Paul Volcker is the former Federal Reserve chairman that came in the early 80s and jacked up interest rates up to 20%. And yeah, it was bad for a little while, but at least it stabilized the value of the dollar. And what we're doing here with just throwing more and more money at the problem, it's creating more and more inflation, causing high prices in the food, high prices in energy, and it's accelerating quicker and quicker and quicker. And it's going to get worse and worse unless there is a dramatic change in policy. But this is all part of the plan to consolidate wealth. I got a bunch of our stories on the food crisis. I mean, basically you got riots going on in Haiti, in Pakistan, and in Egypt. And it's really creating a number of problems. But all of it, again, it's intentional. These people don't make mistakes. And it allows them to say, oh, look, this is so awful. Well, look, we have a solution to solve the problem. And the solution just gives them more control, more power. And that's how these people have operated for many years. That's their game plan. Let me get into some of the stuff happening with the economy. I want to talk about this one. Delta to merge with Northwest. I want to talk about some of the airline consolidation. This is very interesting because what happened just a little while ago, I know I'm running up against a break, but what happened a little while ago is that the FAA grounded a number of America Airlines flights because of some wiring problem, or it wasn't really anything that was that seemed to be, you know, dire at that point in time, but they grounded all of these flights, cost American Airlines a great deal of money. There's some questions if they even should have done that. And here you have Delta and Northwest talking about a possible merger. I think what you're seeing here is you're seeing an attempt to consolidate the airlines. And I'll get into this a little bit more on the other side. You're listening to RBN. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months.
months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You're Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a two-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You're Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only two choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional two-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, welcome back to the show. And before the break, we're talking about the current economic situation. And, of course, the big news today is Delta Airlines to merge with Northwest, which will create the largest airline in the United States. And might be the largest airline, period. I'm not exactly 100% sure on that, but it's going to create a very large airliner. And it says here from Bloomberg, create largest carrier. Actually, yeah, it is the world's largest airline, excuse me. So this is going to create the world's largest airline. That's according to a Bloomberg report right there. And really what we're seeing here is we're seeing more and more consolidation. And I just can't help but think that this whole thing with the FAA calling for all of America Airlines airplanes to be grounded, I mean, it was just a really weird situation because it just came out of nowhere. You know, I think it could have been handled a lot differently. And there was really no real alarm over this particular problem that would cause them to take all this action. You know, it just seemed to come out of nowhere. And now all of a sudden, now we're seeing these mergers. You know, we got this one, Delta, to acquire Northwest. They have another article here talking about how Continental and United are also ready to merge. And this one's from Reuters. Talks about how Continental and United Airlines, how they've actually laid groundwork for a merger, and they said that if Delta and Northwest merge, then they're probably going to also merge. So what we're seeing here, a consolidation of the airlines, and it's just interesting that the other major carrier, American, you know, they seem to be out of the loop on this. The FAA just comes in and says, oh, well we think that a lot of your planes have this problem. We have to take a look at them. It's almost like they're trying to bring them down a little bit, and now you got these mergers coming out of nowhere. Well, I'm sure it's just a big conspiracy theory, you know. But it's just weird that these things just happen in such a short period of time. That's why I think this is really bizarre. But, of course, we're seeing consolidation on a number of levels. I mean, we're seeing it in the banking industry. Now we're seeing it with the airliners. You're seeing different manufacturing companies, they're outsourcing overseas. I mean, they're just doing everything they can to consolidate wealth, to move wealth overseas. You know, they're doing everything they can to turn this into a second, if not third world country. And I'm sorry, but the fewer airline choices that we have, the worse it is. Because if we have more airliners, you know, at least we have a choice. You know, we could say, okay, well, I don't like their service sucks, I can go over to another airliner. Now with these merged companies, the big airliners, well, what we have? We have JetBlue, Southwest, and then we'll have American, and we'll have these two merged companies. So there's going to be less choice in the airliners. So just kind of a strange thing happening there. But of course, the overall fundamentals of the economy, you know, it continues to not look good. We got this story here about how gas could pass $3.50 in a few weeks. This is from the Associated Press. It says here, gas prices fluctuated over the weekend, but appear poised to resume their relentless trek toward a record high milestone of $3.50 a gallon. Forecasts call for gas to peak as high as $3.65 within a month. Oil prices, meanwhile, rose to within a dollar of last week's record of $112.21 a barrel as the dollar fell and oil supplies were disrupted in the U.S. and overseas. Look, the dollar is going lower. I'm sorry. It's going to continue to go lower because we have a Federal Reserve chairman and a Federal Reserve board that wants to see a devalued dollar. That's the agenda here. The agenda is to destroy the middle class. It is to ensure that this housing crisis continues so they can consolidate more and more wealth. And this is the agenda. This is the agenda at play, and they're going to continue to go forward with this agenda, whether you like it or not. So be sure to protect yourself, because I don't know what these people are going to do next. You know, they could all of a sudden say, oh, well, you know, we're just going to keep inflating it, and then one day they're just going to, like they did in the Great Depression, they're just going to slam the window, squeeze the credit, and then everybody will be living in squalor, just like in the 1930s. I don't know what these people have planned. I think pretty much what they're going to do, though, is if, because I don't think they're going to immediately squeeze the credit, because you have something called the FDIC. You know, a lot of pressure you put on the FDIC, and they set that insurance company after what happened during the Great Depression, the FDIC, Federal Deposit Insurance Company. So if they squeezed the credit and made money scarce, then the FDIC would have to pay out dollars that were more valuable and have more purchasing power. So it leads me to believe that they're just going to hyperinflate the currency, and then when that's on the way out, then you're going to see the introduction of a North American currency, or what I believe is going to happen is going to be some sort of transatlantic currency. We'll have like a euro dollar. I think that's a little more likely, since the concept of the North American currency, the Amero, seems to have gotten out there. It's being talked about a lot more than I think they initially anticipated. So you might be seeing a euro dollar or a transatlantic currency, something along those lines. So things continue not to look good in the economy. Bunch of our stuff I got to go over. It's just crazy. Actually, I should have talked about this one with the brain scanners. But you have this professor calling for brain chip implants. I'm not even kidding on this one. From the New York Times. And this guy, this professor of psychology at New York University, Gary Marcus, he's calling for brain chip implants for the average person. You know, like, this is a wonderful thing. Like, oh, it would be great to have a brain chip implant so you can do all these wonderful things. You could memorize everything. And he says this is just going to be a wonderful thing. Again, it's just the propaganda they're putting out to convince people that this stuff is good. It's just a crazy news story. I don't have enough time to read it, but he's openly calling for people to get brain chip implants. I mean, just, you can't make this stuff up. It's so crazy. What else do we have here? Walmart to film gun sales in stores, from Reuters. Walmart Stores, the world's largest retailer, unveiled plans on Monday to film its gun sales in the United States and create a computerized log of purchases in a bid to stop guns falling into the wrong hands. Well, why is it your job to ensure that guns don't fall into the wrong hands? And what classifies as a gun falling into the wrong hands? Now Walmart is getting into the business of policing weapon sales. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Why don't you just sell the product? So I encourage anybody who wants to buy a gun, don't buy it from Walmart, because they're going to film your gun purchase, and they're going to do all these things to make sure that, oh, well, you're not some sort of terrorist, you're not mentally ill, you're not crazy. Which is just so stupid and just so nuts. There's no reason for Walmart to even be doing this. It's bad enough to where we have this criminal background check system that we have to have our name put into just to buy a firearm, which is incredibly stupid. First of all, a criminal is going to get a firearm regardless of if there's a list out there, a government-controlled list of people who can buy a firearm. Criminals, they don't care about the law. They're just going to get their hands on a gun anyway. So none of this stuff means anything. So Walmart filming their gun sales in stores, it's incredibly stupid, should be completely rethought. And I encourage you, if you happen to do business at Walmart, stop doing business with these people. I mean, Walmart, it doesn't get any more New World Order than Walmart. This is a big multinational corporation, a huge special interest. And I don't know. This is the last straw. I'm not doing any shopping ever again at Walmart. And I don't think I've been in a Walmart for years. But this definitely seals the deal. I'm not setting foot in a Walmart ever again. Let's see what else we have here. Chavez wants a NATO for South America. This is from the Associated Press. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez said his government is working to create a NATO-like South America Defense Council along with Brazil and other countries. Well, that's an interesting one. But you don't see that talked about in the corporate control press, even though that's a huge news story. You know, I mean, what's happening here is that you're seeing more of these alliances being formed against the growing threat of the New World Order. When I mean the New World Order, I'm talking about the Anglo-Americans, the Europeans and the North Americans, the whole NATO bloc, and what they're doing with their military. You're seeing the Shanghai Cooperation Organization over in Asia. That's Russia, China, the Central Asian republics, former Soviet bloc countries. Iran is trying to become a member. You have none of those countries that form this alliance that is designed to counterbalance NATO. Now you got Chavez, who's trying to form an alliance down in South America, much like NATO, to counterbalance NATO down there. Of course, you got our special forces with the Colombians knocking on his doorstep. So I can't blame him for wanting to do this. I'm not saying that the people in the SCO are good. I'm not saying that Chavez is good. Really, a lot of these people are just very evil. But what they're doing is that they're trying to protect their part of the world, their power. So this could get really ugly as this thing progresses. But, you're seeing these alliances start to pop up to counterbalance NATO, and that's really interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. What else do we have here? Project for aircraft that could stay aloft for 5 years. It's from MarketWire. And it says here, Aurora Flight Sciences announced today that it has been awarded a contract to develop a radical new aircraft that could stay aloft for up to 5 years. The Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency made the award under a program known as Vulture. The objective of the Vulture program is to develop an aircraft capable of remaining on station uninterrupted for over 5 years to perform intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, and communication missions over an area of interest. Yeah, and the area of interest could include the United States. So, man, they're just coming up with all sorts of crazy stuff. I tell you what, the military-industrial complex is just insanely evil. And some of the stuff that these people are coming up with, you know, they are going to use it to enslave humanity. I mean, they're coming up with, this is just stuff that's public. An aircraft that can stay aloft for 5 years and spy on people. Unbelievable. Another one here, Shanghai Cooperation Organization might join NATO in Afghanistan. This is another interesting article from the AP of Pakistan. President Pervez Musharraf said on Monday the Shanghai Cooperation Organization may join hands with the U.S. and NATO forces in Afghanistan, provided it does not lead to a conflict between those trying to bring peace and stability to the country. That's very interesting. So you have the Shanghai Cooperation Organization saying that they may want to help out in Afghanistan, probably because they don't like the fact that NATO is in Afghanistan, very close to where their part of the world is. And so they're sick of them being in that area of the world. So they're saying, well, hey, we're just going to bring in some of our guys. And hey, we hope you don't mind. We're just here to help. I mean, this is just starting to really escalate. If you see a World War III, it will be between the NATO bloc and the SCO bloc. That seems to be what's setting up, and it will start over Iran. That seems to be where they're drawing the line in the sand. And of course, we continue to see more and more hysteria about Iran, and I'll get into that in a little bit. Man, we got so much other stuff here. Oh, in the United Kingdom, they banned samurai swords, just an incredibly stupid piece of legislation that's been passed. Legislation against selling, making, hiring, or importing samurai swords in England and Wales has come into force. Those breaking the law face 6 months in jail and a £5,000 fine. Carrying a sword in public is already illegal. That's from the BBC. And then they cite this incident where this parliament member was attacked by a man with a samurai sword. And so as a result of that, they got passed this law that says, okay, well, no, you're not going to have any more samurai swords. It's illegal to have a samurai sword. Just ridiculous. You know, that's why crime is going up over there, because they don't allow anybody to carry weapons except the criminals and the police. And the police are just as criminal as the everyday hoodlum. And now they've banned samurai swords. It's ridiculous. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention the US dollar's at new low versus the peso. I forgot to talk about that. New low versus the peso. Just completely insane. Another one here. Murdoch and Zell joined Associated Press board. This is from the Associated Press. Rupert Murdoch and Sam Zell, two media figures who led major newspaper acquisitions in recent months, are among four new members joining the board of directors of the Associated Press. It was announced Monday at the News Cooperative's annual meeting. Oh, so now Rupert Murdoch is getting involved in the Associated Press. You know, it's no wonder why he calls his company News Corporation. It's because he wants to be the one world news outfit for the New World Order. And just listen to some of these characters that we have here. In our results, four incumbent directors were reelected to 3-year terms. And you look at this one guy is Victor F. Gonzi, President and Chief Executive Officer of Hearst Corporation. So you got somebody from Hearst Corporation, you got Rupert Murdoch on the board of directors at the Associated Press. Just unbelievable. And of course, a lot of these are characters, just more of the establishment cronies. And I'm not, you know, just read the article. I don't have enough time to get into it. But suffice to say, what you're seeing is more and more consolidation with the media. And even though it looks like all these different media organizations exist, really the power is becoming more and more concentrated amongst a few people. And that's what's really dangerous. That's what's dangerous about internet too, because the last bastion of free speech and free expression really is on the internet. As horrible that is. And I guess local access TV and the micro broadcasters, and that's about it. You know, everything else is controlled. I mean, you look at ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN. They all have the same characters. They get up there and spin things. They cover the same news stories. They spin everything because they want to present a view of reality that fits their best interests. And that's really what they do. That's what they're all about. Let me talk about what's going on with Iran, because this is really key. Got this story here. Let me see here. Well, it's just a number of stories. Let me just break it down this way. There's a bunch of stories about Iran and what we're doing. But really what's happening here is that the fear-mongering, the hysteria directed towards Iran has been escalated. They got rid of Admiral Fallon. They forced him out because he was questioning things and he wasn't going to allow an invasion of Iran on his watch. So now that he's gone, now you see them saying, oh, well, gee, it's not Al-Qaeda that's a problem in Iraq anymore. It's the Iranians. So they're starting to ratchet up the propaganda against the Iranians. And I guess the U.S. and Iran are holding secret nuke talks. That came out from the London Independent. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But really what's happening here is that they're trying to deflect all the problems that are going on in Iraq from Al-Qaeda and on to Iran. Because really, Al-Qaeda is just a front organization for the CIA. It doesn't even exist. It's just a big joke. But now they're shifting it from Al-Qaeda to Iran, so we could be seeing an invasion of Iran sooner than later as they escalate this propaganda. We'll be back on our side. Last segment coming up. You're listening to RBN. Stay tuned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
World Products Now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Okay, last segment here in the show. And before we finish up with these news articles, just a quick word from one of RBN sponsors, hempusa.org. And, yeah, I'll tell you what, I got a big bag of these hemp seeds. These things are fantastic. And, you know, I usually eat like a couple tablespoons full. And they're just fantastic. They give me a lot of energy. And it's a great product. And as soon as I'm done with these hemp seeds, I got this big bag. As soon as I'm done with them, I'm going to buy some more. And if you'd like to get some of these hemp seeds or any of these other assorted hemp products that HempUSA offers, you can go to their website, hempusa.org, or you can call their phone number, which is 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And it's a fantastic product, and I highly recommend them. You know, the hemp seeds are fantastic. Okay, let me finish up covering these different news stories. I only got a few minutes left, but I'm going to try to get through as many as I can. Let's see what we have here. Well, back to the Iran situation. Pretty much, I mean, you've had Dick Cheney go on this Middle East tour in the past few weeks. And you have Israel, they had this nationwide drill getting ready for some sort of military invasion. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff happening. And you see the propaganda talking about how Iran is really why we're there. Oh, it's not Al-Qaeda. We've defeated Al-Qaeda. Oh, but now it's Iran. You know, they're getting the public ready for an Iranian invasion. And really what we're dealing with here is we have people who just don't care. They don't care about the military. They don't care about the Iranians. They don't care about anybody, period. It's all about imperialism. It's all about domination. It's all about the fact that they believe they have the right to rule over these lands. And that's really what they believe. And that's why they're pushing for this war with Iran. And I don't know how they're going to try to go about doing this. You know, they may just go in there. They may not even have a false flag attack. They may just go right in there. It's hard to say what they're going to do at this point. Of course, the option for a false flag is still there. Send off a nuke in a Western city, whether it be an Israeli city or a U.S. city. I mean, there's no telling what these people are going to do. But whatever the case, it's clear that they're trying to justify the Iranians doing all this awful stuff in Iraq as a way to propagandize what they've been saying for the past 3 years now. I mean, for 3 years they've been saying they're going to go to Iran. It's just unbelievable. What other stuff do we have here? Oh, toxic chemicals to be sprayed in San Francisco. That's from naturalnews.com. it's unbelievable. Yeah, they're going to be spraying pesticides in California over the summer. Untested biological pesticide. I think I covered this like a month or two ago about these chemicals are going to be sprayed. And they're just going to continue. They're just going to go forward with spraying these untested biological pesticides. It's just ridiculous. No, they don't care. Doesn't matter that there hasn't been any test or, I mean, that's because, I mean, these people are spraying chemtrails in the skies. They're doing all this stuff to poison people. They don't care. It says here, while harmless to moths, the pesticide has been documented to harm humans, but they're just going to spray it anyway. It doesn't matter. Anyway, I think we have a phone call holding. Let's go to Henry. Henry of Connecticut. How you doing?
Hello. Hello. Okay. Hi. How you doing? Great show. Oh, yeah. You mentioned about Internet, too. Now,
yes.
I think the main reason why they want Internet, too, you know, these people are really sick, some of them. And I can imagine what happens if they get an Internet. They totally control, even with all the sexual hang-ups in this country, you know, especially with America, I'd say more than Europe. And then you would have both the Order of B'nai B'rith, which controls the Anti-Defamation League. The Order of B'nai B'rith is a secret society that runs the Anti-Defamation League. And
right.
Both over in Europe as well as Canada as well as here, they'll have all kinds of crimes, and people thrown in jail for all kinds of bogus charges for what they say.
Right,
about this
right.
And
hey,
that.
Harry, where's that time? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Call
okay,
back
yeah,
tomorrow.
Great show,
I'll do
though.
Time.
Take care.
Thanks, Harry. Appreciate the call. Internet 2 sucks. That's all I could say. We'll be back tomorrow just again. Later.